And we had an introduction to the book of Daniel last week. So we're going to carry on in Daniel this week. Hopefully we'll learn a little more. We'll begin to get into some of the prophecy of Daniel.
上个星期呢，我们学习了大英语书。大英语书呢，这个星期呢，我们就是说可以让我们学到更多一点的，走远一点，就是学到一些关于预言的。
So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll start to study.
我们先来祷告，然后再开始我们的学习。
Lord, we're thankful that we can study the Word of God again tonight, or today.
所以主要我们非常感恩今天下午我们再一次可以学习神的话。
And Lord, we're going to learn great principles today, hopefully, about the future of the world, about the nature of the world.
所以主要我们今天呢学到一个就是这么好一个原则，就是关于这个世界的它的一个自然法则，也是关于世界的将来的一些事情。
And so we pray that you will be with us and teach us.
所以我们祷告呢，您会与我们同在，教导我们。
And we give thanks now for all your goodness to us in Jesus' name.
我们先生感恩为您所有的美善，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, we're in the book of Daniel, and last week we did chapter 1, and we learned the character of Daniel and his friends.
所以我们呢，其实，在学习但以理书的第一章，上个星期呢，我们学到呢，但以理书的朋友们的那个品格。
And the probably the key verse in the chapter, if I can find it in this translation, the verse, I'm not sure where it is. Verse 8. And it says, Daniel resolved not to defile himself.
这个里面呢，关键的一节经文在第一章里，就是在第八节。第八节说呢，但以理却立志不以王的玷污自己。
That would be Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. That was the story in chapter 1. Daniel said, I will not defile myself with the portion of the food that the king provided.
就是我们在上次学到的，就是第八节你讲的，但以理呢，立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
So God's men are different from the world, from the world's men.
所以呢，属神的人和属世界的人呢，是不一样的。
God's men want to be like God. He was holy.
所以神的人呢，属神的人，他想像神一样，因为神是圣洁的。
And so God's men and women set that same objective for themselves, and they say, Lord, I want to be holy, just like Jesus was holy.
所以属神的男人、女人们呢，他们说呢，主啊，我们也要像我们要圣洁，就像主耶稣基督是圣洁的一样。
And for that reason, they say, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to think, I'm not going to see, I'm not going to hear all the bad things in the world.
所以呢，他们就会说呢，我不会去想，我也不会去看，我也不会去听这个整个世界上那些不好的事情。
So now chapter 2 is a different story, takes place later in the chronology of time. Some years later, chapter 2 takes place after chapter 1.
因为那个第二章的但以理书第二章有一点点的不一样，这个不一样，它是按照那个年代来和那个第一章所发生的事情的不同的年代来开始的。
And we're not sure how many years, but a few years anyway.
我们不知道到底是多少年，但是呢，肯定是几年之后。
I guess we are sure of the time. It says in the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was troubled. He could not sleep.
因为我们确实有这个年份在这里。在第一节说呢，尼布甲尼撒在位第二年，他做了梦，心里烦乱，不能睡觉。
So the historians could tell us precisely when that was.
因为历史能够精准地告诉我们那个是什么时候发生的。
So this man Nebuchadnezzar, the king, summoned the magicians, the enchanters, the sorcerers, the astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed.
所以呢，王吩咐人将术士、用法术的、行邪术的和加勒底人招来，要他们将王的梦告诉王，他们就来站在王前。
So these were the most scientific men in his kingdom.
这些人呢都是那些在他的王国里面的那些科学家。
And the science that they had and followed in those days was not a hard science like we have. We have mathematicians, biologists, physicists, chemists. They didn't have that. They had magicians.Enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers.
所以在他们那个年代的科学呢，并没有我们今天的这个科学那么复杂，因为我们有数学家，我们有生物学家，我们有物理学家，我们有化学。但是他们这里呢，却没有，他们的只有那些术士，用行法术的，行邪术的。
They basically said that our science comes not so much from mathematics and experiment. Our science comes from our contact with the supernatural world.
他基本上说呢，我们的科学呢，并不是说基于数学和那些实验上面的。我们的科学是和基于我们和那些超自然的东西的联系。
The enchanters and sorcerers were those who were in touch with the evil world, spiritual world, and they said, we can contact the people, the creatures in the spiritual world. We have contact with them. We can do things that ordinary people couldn't do.
他们基本上说呢，这些术士啊，用法术的、行邪术的，他们基本上就是说，他们可以和那些邪恶的世界里面的邪灵可以有联系，他们可以通那些邪灵，然后呢，所以呢，他们可以做一些事情，像正常普通人做不了的事情。
And then the astrologers were there as well.They were people who said, we can read the message in the stars.
那些行佛行邪术的其实也是在那里。他们基本上说呢，他们可以那个读到从那个星星传来的信息。
How foolish to think that the stars know more than you do.
所以呢，就是这是多么的愚蠢。你认为那个星星比你懂得多。
So, these were the people who said, if anybody can understand dreams, we can. We're the dream experts. We're in touch with the non-physical. We're in touch with the spiritual world.
因为这些人呢，就说呢，如果有人能够解梦呢，那除了我们，别人解不了，因为我们是那些能够和那些属灵的世界，还有那些其他的那些不同，不是我们这个世界的，就是超自然的东西，我们可以跟他们有联系。
So they called in all these men. They called themselves the wise men. And verse 2 says he called them to tell him what he had dreamed.When they came in and stood before him.
这个呢就是在第二节里讲到呢，他们把他呼召的那些聪明人，他们认为他们是有智慧的人， 他们叫来来到王面前给他解梦。
Verse 3, he said to them, I have had a dream that troubles me, and I want to know what it means.
第三节说呢，王对他们说，我做了一个梦，心里烦了，要知道这是什么梦。
Then verse 4, the astronomers answered the king in Aramaic. They said, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will interpret it.
也说那加勒底人用亚兰的言语对王说，愿王万岁，请将那梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。
Then the king replied to them, verse 5, This is what I firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble.
又接着呢，王回答加勒底人说，梦我已经忘了，那梦我已经忘了，你们若不将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必被凌迟，你们的房屋必成粪堆。
Now, we're going to find as we go through the chapter that he was a king, he was a very powerful king, and he basically said, you will tell me what my dream means, you'll tell me what I dreamed, and if you don't, I'll kill you.
接着我们在后面那么我们会知道这是一个极其有权力的王。所以呢他会跟他们说呢，他说如果你不告诉你不能给我解梦或者告诉我做的什么梦，我就会杀了你们。
That's the kind of man he was.
他就是这么一类的人。
Alright, verse 6 says, But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you'll receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me.
第六节说呢，你们若将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必从我这里得到赠品和赏赐，并大尊荣。现在你们要将梦和梦的讲解告诉我。
So they got back very logically and they said, once more they replied, let the king tell his servants the dream. We'll interpret it. If you tell us what you dreamt, we will tell you what that dream means.
然后这些人的回答呢其实是很正常的，因为他们说呢，第二次对王说，请王将梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。
And he says in verse 8, then the king answered, I am certain that you are trying to gain time because you realize that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is just one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation will change. So then, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can interpret it for me.
这里的第八节的那个王就是说，回答说，我准知道你们是故意延迟，因为你们的，因为你们知道我，那梦我已经忘了。第九节说，你们若不将梦告诉我，只有一个法待你们，因为你们预备了谎言，那你向我说，等候，等，要等时候，要等时候实施改变。现在你们要将梦告诉我，因为我知道你们能将梦的讲解告诉我。
So, if in fact you had a dream, and you went to somebody and said, would you please tell me what the dream means? They might say, yes, I'll tell you, and they would tell you something. How would you know whether that really is what the dream meant?
因为呢，这如果你有一个梦，你做了一个梦呢，你去告诉一个人，你说呢，我做了一个梦，你能不能把我的梦给解一下？然后呢，他们就告诉你这个梦是什么意思？那么你怎么知道他们解的对还是不对呢？
If you had a complicated dream and you told it to 10 different people, how many different interpretations do you think you would end up with?
如果你有一个很复杂的梦，你去告诉十个人，十个人的话呢，你认为这十个人呢 对你的梦里有多少种解法呢？
Do you think all 10 would give you the same story?
这十个人会给你同样的解法吗？
And this man Nebuchadnezzar said, you know, if I tell you the dream, you will discuss it amongst yourselves, and you will all give me the same story, because you discussed it and agreed that that is what it meant.
这里这个王说呢，如果我把我的梦告诉你们，那么你们呢就会私下下去商量，当然呢就统一口径，然后你们所有的人呢都会给我一个同样的解法。
And he said, frankly, I don't trust you. I think you'll just say whatever you think I would like to hear. I don't think you can interpret dreams at all.
所以呢，他其实说坦率地说，我并不相信你们。相信你们呢，所以呢，你如果不能告诉我我的梦是什么，我不认为你真的能够解梦。
So he said, you tell me what I dreamt, and then I will know that you can interpret it. But if you can't tell me what I dreamt, then don't tell me what the interpretation is, because I know you are phonies.
所以这个呢，他就说呢，那么你现在告诉我我的梦是什么。如果你知道我梦见了什么，那么你就能解我的梦。如果你不知道我做的什么梦，那你根本就解不了我的梦。所以你们都是一群骗子。
So these astrologers then, verse 10, the people who look at the stars and they figure that the stars know what's happening.
因为这下面的这一群人呢，他们是一些星象学家，他们通常是看天上的星星，他们认为他们看了星象以后呢，他们就知道他的梦在说什么。
So verse 10, the astrologers answered the king. They said, there is not a man on earth who can tell what the king asks. No king, however great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter.Or astrologer. What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods. And they do not live among men.
这个呢，刚才呢，十节第十一节说呢，加勒底人在王面前回答说，世上没有人能将王所问的事情说出来，因为没有君王大臣掌权的，像术士会用法术的，会加勒底人问过这样的事情。王所问的是甚难，除了不与世人同居的神明，没有人在王面前能说出来。
And so they're very right, and they say it's true. Nobody knows what you dreamt but you and God. And nobody knows what your dream means, therefore, if you don't tell it to us,Then nobody knows what it means either because we don't know what it was.
这个呢他们就是说是非常对的。他们说呢你所做的梦除了你自己和神以外没有人知道。但是呢如果你不把梦告诉我这个世界上呢没有任何人可以解除你的梦来。
But that's kind of dumb, isn't it? If in fact, If in fact you don't know what was dreamt, how can you be sure that you know that the interpretation is right? He's simply saying the only proof that you're giving me the proper interpretation is that you tell me what it was I dreamt. You're saying, sorry, go ahead, Roy.
因为他这里讲到的呢，就说呢，你们就是有点愚蠢，因为你如果你不能告诉我，你不知道我所做的什么梦，那么就证明不了你能够解我的梦。
You're saying the interpretation comes from God. Nebuchadnezzar is saying, therefore, if the interpretation comes from God and you're in touch with God for the interpretation, you tell me what he dreamt.
所以呢他就说呢这个解梦呢是从神来的。那么说呢如果你跟神之间有联系的话呢那你就能够解梦。那你能够解梦的话呢你告诉我我做的是什么梦。
Verse 12. This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon.
这个呢，第十二节说，因此王气愤愤的，大发烈怒，吩咐灭绝巴比伦所有的哲士。
So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and the men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death.
第十三节说呢，于是命令发出哲士，将要见杀人，就寻找但以理和他的同伴，要杀他们。
So who was the ruler of the world at this time?
所以在世界上谁是这个世界的统治者
?Answer, Nebuchadnezzar was.
答案呢就当时呢就是尼布甲尼撒。
His kingdom extended from Babylon where he lived all the way to the west into Europe and all the way into the southwest into Africa and all the way into the east, probably as far as India. I don't think he got to China.But he controlled much of the world.
所以当时呢，实际上呢，他的尼布甲尼撒统治的地界呢，从他住的地方巴比伦，向西呢一直延续到西欧，向那个东呢，向其他的地方西南呢一直延续到非洲，但是从东面呢一直延续到印度。他不认为当时他的领地延续到了中国。
Was he a powerful man?
他是不是有个极大权力的人?
Yes, extremely powerful.
是的,他有极端的权力。
Was he able to do good works, many big works?
所以他能够去做一些很好的事情吗?
Yes, he built great cities, he built great monuments, he was a big, powerful man.
是的，他建造了很多的大城市，他建造了大的宫殿，他是一个极有权力的人。
Was he a reasonable man?
他是一个讲道理的人吗
？No.
不是。
What's the point of telling people that if they can't tell you your dream, you'll kill them?
所以这个是这个点在哪里呢？如果一个人他不能告诉你所做的梦，就把他给杀了。
All right, was he a good man?
他是一个好人吗?
No, he didn't really care about people.
不是,他根本不关心人民。
Cared about himself.
他只关心他自己。
Are the rulers of the world usually good men or bad men?
所以在这个世界上的那些统治者,他们通常是好人还是坏人?
They're usually bad men, aren't they?
通常都是坏人，是不是?
What do you know about the ruler of North Korea?
你对那个北朝鲜的那个统治者，你知道些什么?
Is he a powerful man?
他是一个有权力的人吗?
Yep.
是。
Is he a good man?
是个好人吗?
No.
不是。
Is he a rich man?
这个也有钱人吗?
Yeah, extremely rich.
是极其富有。
Why is he happy to be the ruler of North Korea?
他为什么很高兴做北朝鲜的统治者?
Because he gets everything he wants. He's a great big hero, makes lots of money, and he can tell anybody to do anything, and they do it.
因为呢他当时呢他可以作为统治者可以变得非常的富有，他可以呢告诉任何人他们想做什么，他想做的事情那些人呢都会照着他的话去做，因为他是个大英雄，他会想干嘛就干嘛。
Have you noticed that most men who are rulers of the world are not good men? They're selfish men.They're proud men. They're unreasonable men.
所以你知道呢，世界上大多数统治者呢，他们都不是什么好人，他们极度的自私，他们呢，而且非常骄傲，而且非常的不讲理。
So this man Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm in charge here. And you guys, I think all you guys are phony. Was he right when he said you guys are all phonies?
因为就是他其实你不讲一下，就是说呢，我现在是在统治世界，你们这些人都是骗子。你认为一开始他认为他们是骗子吗？
The answer is yes, they were phony.
这答案是的，他们就是一些骗子。
Was he reasonable in saying that they would have to tell him what he dreamt or he would kill them? Was that reasonable?
如果他跟他们说呢，如果你不告诉我我做的什么梦，就把他们给杀了，你认为他这个是讲不讲理了？
No, that was totally unreasonable. He knew they were wrong, but his logic of killing them because they couldn't interpret the dream, that was very foolish on his part.
对这个呢，其实他完全是不讲道理的一个人，因为这个时候呢，如果说一些人呢，他不那些人不能因为不能解他的梦而被杀掉的话呢，在他在尼布甲尼撒这方面呢是非常愚蠢。All
right, verse 14. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death all the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, why did the king issue such a decree? Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went to the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him.
第十四节说呢，王的护卫长雅略出来要杀巴比伦的哲士，但以理就用网言回答他。第十五节说，像王的护卫长雅略说，王的命令为何这样紧急呢？雅略就将情节告诉但以理。第十六节，但以理遂进去求王宽限，就可以将梦的讲解告诉王。So
there were a group of wise men, and among those wise men was Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They were all lumped in that same group. They were all in the wise men category. And so when Nebuchadnezzar said to the wise men, I'm going to have to kill you, that meant Daniel and his three friends would all have to be killed.
这里呢，他们有一群人，这群人呢被称为哲人或者说智慧人。 其实但以理呢和他的三个朋友呢都在那一群人里面，在那个组别里面。所以呢，如果你不讲，就算说要把全国的所有的这个诸国人都杀掉的话呢，那么但以理和他的三个朋友也要被杀掉。So
when he heard this, Daniel, verse 16, went to the king and asked for time.
因为这个第十六节说呢，当但以理听到这个话的时候呢，他就进去，然后求王宽限。Was
Daniel a big man?
但以理当时是个大人物吗？
Yeah.
是。
How did Daniel get access to the king?
那么但以理他是怎么可以见到王呢？
We all live in Canada. How many of you have spoken to the Prime Minister?
所以我们所有的人都住在加拿大，你们中间有谁见过我们的总理呢？
Okay, we don't go to the Prime Minister. Daniel went to the king. Said, excuse me, Nebuchadnezzar, but I'd like a little time, please. Don't kill me right away. Just give me a little more time.
因为我们不是通常都是去找那个总理来说话的，但是但以理呢就进到王宫里去，直接他能够找到王，他跟王说呢，哎，对不起，请给我宽限一些时间。So
if you had been Daniel, what would you have done?
如果你是但以理，你会怎么做呢？
Well, you'd have gone home and prayed, wouldn't you? And you say, Lord, this doesn't look good. I'm going to be killed. My three friends are going to be killed just because we can't interpret the dream for him because we don't know what the dream is either. And so he goes home and prays.
因为如果你是但以理呢，我就回家去祷告。回家祷告呢，我就说主啊，现在呢， 这个情况有点难，因为呢，我们不能告诉他的梦是什么，他也不能解他的梦，所以我们要被杀掉，所以呢，答应你回家祷告。
Verse 17, then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning the mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
第十七节说，但以你回到他的居所，将这些事情告诉他的同伴哈拉尼亚、米沙利、亚沙利亚，要他们祈求天上神施怜悯，将这奥秘的事指明，免得但以你和他的同伴与巴比伦其余的哲士一同灭亡。
Do you think they prayed very earnestly?
你认为他很真切的在祷告吗？
Yeah, if God didn't answer them, they were going to be dead in the morning.
是的，如果神不应允他们的祷告呢，第二天早上他们就都成死人了。
And the answer was going to be very difficult.
所以答案呢？
To pray that someone would tell you what somebody else dreamt.
所以呢，神的那个祷告的应允被应该是非常难的。答案是非常难的，因为就是说呢，这个答案是要找出一个人他做了什么梦。
So I had a dream last night. Can you tell me what I dreamt, please?
所以呢，我昨天晚上做了一个梦，你们呢，有没有人能够告诉我一下我的梦是什么？
Well, take a guess. Just think. See if you can.
你就猜一下，猜一下，试一试，看你能不能猜到我做的什么梦。
All right, I'll tell you what I dreamt. You tell me whether your idea was close.
所以我可以告诉你我梦见了什么。那么你们呢，从心里想一下是谁最接近我的梦。
I dreamt last night that somebody was making, well, I better rephrase that. I dreamt that, that a movie company was making a movie in my next door neighbor's front yard.
所以我做了一个梦，一个电影公司呢，在我的那个邻居里的他的一个前院里在拍电影。
Okay, how many had the right dream?
你们谁猜对了我的梦？
oh. Okay, it's not easy, is it?
这个并不容易，是不是？
So, let's keep reading.
我们继续来读。
Verse 19, during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven.
Yes. 第19节说，这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明，但以理便称颂天上的神。
All right, now you you can understand why he praised the God of heaven. I'm not sure. Do you think he had a dream in the night too, or he had a vision? It's called a vision. How God delivered it to him, I don't know. But he realized that he had the right.Vision, he knew what God had said in the dream to Nebuchadnezzar.
这个呢，你认为呢？这是但以理他赞美神的那个原因。所以呢，因为你认为但以理他是不是在那天晚上也做那个梦呢？这个梦呢，在梦中呢，他看见了这个异象，或者说这个异象是以梦中的形式向他显示的。天上的神告诉了他。你不讲你在做的什么梦，梦是什么意思？
Now, of course, there's another problem, isn't there?
这里当然还有另外一个问题，是不是？
Can you remember what you dreamed last week?
所以上个星期你做的梦，你能记得住吗？
No, there's a problem. Dreams don't stay in your memory very long.
这里就是有一个问题，你的梦呢？ 在你的记忆里不会停留太长时间。
It's hard to remember a dream accurately.
因为非常难精确的记忆记住你的梦。
So, here's Daniel and his friends.
这里呢是戴伊和他的朋友们。
What did Daniel do?
那么戴伊在做什么呢？
Oh, verse 19, he praised the God of heaven.
第十九节他称颂天上的神。
And we're just going to read his prayer and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Verse 20, he said to God, praise be the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes them.He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king.
所以我们现在来读一下那个戴伊米的祷告，他是从20节到23节，然后做一点解释。第二节说，戴伊米说，神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属于他，他改变时候日期，废王立王，将智慧赐予智慧人，将知识赐予聪明人，他显明深奥隐秘的事，知道暗中所有的，光明也与他同居。我列祖的神啊，我感谢你，赞美你，因为你将智慧才能赐给我，允准我所求的，把王的事儿给我指明。
Is that a good prayer?
这是一个好的祷告吗？
Yeah.
当然。
What did he say? He said, I praise you, Lord, for having made known to me the king's dream.
对呢，他其实是赞美主，他赞美主说呢，感谢主，因为您让我知道了那个王所做的梦。
How did he know that he had the vision clear in his mind? How did he know that was what the king dreamt?
所以他怎么知道呢？怎么知道这个意象在他的那个思维里是这么清晰的？他怎么知道那个就是那个王做的梦呢？
Did Nebuchadnezzar say, "Yep, that's what I dreamt"?
那你不解释一下他说的吗？是，这就是我所做的梦。
No, he prayed this prayer. He praised God long before he even spoke to Nebuchadnezzar.
所以呢，他祷告了。他祷告呢，就是在神面前，他做了长的祷告，在他去见尼布甲尼撒之前。
It's amazing. He knew God so well that he knew when God had spoken to him.That he knew exactly what Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed. Marvelous.
因为这是非常神奇的一件事情。他知道当神在他的梦中告诉他的时候呢，会告诉恰恰就是那个尼布甲尼撒所做的梦。这个真的很神奇。
And he didn't say, this is very good. I'm going to praise you, Lord, after I check this out with Nebuchadnezzar.
他并没有说呢，啊，主啊，这个太好了。那么说，我去跟尼布甲尼撒证实以后，再回来再赞美你。
He said, "I'm going to praise you now, Lord. I know that you have answered my prayer."
所以他说呢，我现在就要赞美你，主，因为我知道您现在就应允了我的祷告。
And the interesting thing is that his little prayer contains some clues as to the meaning of the dream that he's going to explain to Nebuchadnezzar.
其实这里非常有趣的呢，其实他的祷告里面呢有一个线索，这个线索呢就是来让他知道他去怎么样去解尼布甲尼撒的梦。
He says, verse 21, God changes times and seasons.God sets up kings and disposes them. God gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning.
这个呢，第二十一节他说呢，神改变了时候、日期，废王、立王将智慧赐给智慧人，将知识赐给聪明人。
What is the meaning of Nebuchadnezzar's dream? It means God changes the times and seasons. He sets up kingdoms and disposes them. He's telling you here the meaning of the dream that Nebuchadnezzar dreamt, and he hasn't even checked it out with Nebuchadnezzar yet.
所以呢，这个尼布甲尼撒做的梦是什么呢？他在梦，他这里讲，他说神呢改变时候、日期、废王、立王。所以呢，在这个时候呢，其实他还没有去跟那个尼布甲尼撒确认他的梦是什么，但是在这里呢，他已经知道尼布甲尼撒的梦是什么。
How did Daniel get all this wisdom and power?
所以但以你是怎么得到这样的力量和智慧的？
It's obvious. Chapter 1 tells us. He said, I'm not going to defile myself with all that terrible food and culture and evil of Nebuchadnezzar. I'm not going to do that. And God gave him power in order to go to Nebuchadnezzar and say, but I will tell you this, Nebuchadnezzar. I'll tell you what you dreamt last night. And I'll tell you what it means. Wow. Okay.
这里呢，当然是我们在第一章里已经读到了。当时呢，那个但以理说呢，我不会被你们的食物啊，你们这些邪恶的文化啦，你们当时的所有的东西呢，来玷污我。所以这样呢，因为我没被你们的食物文化啦这些东西玷污，所以神就赐给我智慧。所以神赐给了我智慧以后呢，今天呢。我就有智慧来到尼布甲尼撒王面前，告诉他做的什么梦，并且把他的梦给他解出来。
Verse 24, then Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to execute the wise men of Babylon, and said to him, do not execute the wise men of Babylon, take me to the king, I will interpret his dream for him.
第二节就说呢，于是但以理进去见雅略，就是王所派灭绝巴比伦哲士的，对他说，不要灭绝巴比伦的哲士，求你领我到王面前，我要将梦的讲解告诉王。
So the king, verse 26, the king, verse 25, Arioch took Daniel to the king at once and said, I have found a man among the exiles of Judah,who can tell the king what his dream means.
第二十五节，雅略就急忙将但以理领到王面前，对王说，我在被掳的犹太人中间遇见一个人，他能将梦讲解告诉王。
Is that true?
这个是真的吗？
No.
不是。
Who found the answer to the dream?Did Arioch find Daniel, or did Daniel find Arioch?
谁呢？找到了那个解梦的呢？是那个雅略找到的但以理呢？还是但以理先去找的雅略？
Why did Arioch say, I have found the man?
为什么雅略说我找到了一个人呢？
Because he wanted to get a promotion, that's why. If I can tell him I found the man, I'll have more money in my bank account next week.
因为他想得到提升，是不是呢？因为当时呢，我找到一个人呢，找到王要的人，第二天呢，我的银行账户里会多很多钱。
And it was only a small lie, it wasn't a great big lie, just a small lie. Instead of saying he came to me, I'll just say I sought him out. That's pretty small lie.
这里是一个小小的谎言，不是一个大谎言。但是呢，这个小谎言，就是说呢，是我找到了他，并不是说他现在找到我，所以我才那个带他来。
But it's a very common lie. It's the lie that they used in the arrest of the Apostle Paul before he took him to Rome.Men said, I found this man. I did it this way because I knew he was a Roman. It was all a lie. But people phrase things that way in order to make them look good.
这里呢, 其实虽然是一个很小的谎言, 但却是一个常见的谎言。 传教人，你们大家记得在《使徒行传》里，当那个人他押送那个使徒保罗到罗马去的时候呢，他去说呢，他说我找到了，我发现呢，使徒保罗他是一个罗马人，所以呢，其实并不跟事情根本就不是那样的，不是说是他发现的罗马人才把他带来，其实这都是一个。
So verse 26, the king asked Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and interpret it?
第26节说王问称为伯提撒撒的代言你说你能将我所做的梦和梦的讲解告诉我吗?
Now remember, Daniel was called Belteshazzar because the king gave him that name.
大家记住呢，但以理的这个名字呢叫伯提撒撒，这个是因为那个王给他起了这个名字。
His parents called him Daniel, but Belshazzar called him Belteshazzar.
因为他的父母呢称他为但以理，但是呢尼布甲尼撒呢。
So, Belshazzar's question to Daniel is, can you tell me, are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream? Are you able to interpret it?
伯提撒撒说你能将我所做的梦和梦讲解告诉我吗?
And Daniel says, no wise man, no enchanter, magician, diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. So basically saying, no, I can't.
因为第二七节说,但以理在王面前回答说,王所问的奥秘是,哲士用法术的术士关照的都不能告诉王。
Then he says, verse 28, but there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries.
第28节说呢,
and then he says, he has shown Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in days to come.
然后他说他已经将日后必有的事指示尼布甲尼撒王。
And he's already begun to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream before he tells Nebuchadnezzar what the dream was or confirmed with Nebuchadnezzar that what he is going to tell him is in fact what Nebuchadnezzar dreamed.
实际上呢，当时呢，这个时候他已经开始告诉了那个尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦，并且要开始讲解他的梦。实际上他并没有在确定尼布甲尼撒所做的梦是什么，就是尼布甲尼撒正在确认以后才开始告诉他所做的梦，去讲解他的梦。
All right, so I've got to turn you now to another verse. In Daniel, and I've got to find it in my other Bible. It's at the end of Daniel, Daniel chapter
12.
Daniel chapter 12, I believe it is. And I can't even see it here. Someone will help me. It's the verse that says that the people who do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And it's here somewhere.
Actually, 那些人呢, 相信神的人呢，他其实会非常的变强大。
Unfortunately, I didn't find it in, or didn't underline it in this Bible. I'm going to quote it to you again, and Roy is going to translate it as accurately as he can.
It's chapter 11.
Norma says it's chapter 11 and verse.
Well, the word for exploits is in verse 28, but I think you want another one with it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another exploits. Norma says that's not the right verse.
It's, how about number 32?
Yes. Daniel 11, verse 32.
这个呢，他当时呢，他引用的这个经文是在但以理书第十一章的第32节。
Verse 32, this is what it says. At the end of the verse, but the people who know their God will, and this translation says, firmly resist, but the authorized version says, will be strong and do exploits, great things.
这里呢，就是但以理书第十一章第三十二节里讲到呢，唯独认神的子民必刚强行壮举。所以呢，这个你们那个英文译本里讲到了 firmly resisting， 其实在那个国王钦定版里面讲到的呢，就是这个必刚强行壮举。
How was Daniel able to be so confident when he went to Nebuchadnezzar?
所以呢，这个但以理当他去到那个尼布甲尼撒那的时候呢，他为什么如此的有信心呢？
Answer, he knew God.
答案是呢，他认识神。
How did he get to know God so well?
为什么如此的了解神呢？
Among other things, he said, I'm not going to defile myself by eating that king's wicked food, drinking that king's wicked liquor. I'm not going to do that. And as a consequence, he knew God.
其中一样呢，他就会说呢，我不会让那些国王提供的食物和酒来玷污我，因此呢，他非常的了解神。
So back to chapter 2 now in verse 28.
我们回到但以理书的第二章的第二十八节。
Daniel says, but there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries.
他说但以理书只有一位在天上的神呢能显明奥秘的事。
And he said, he has shown you, King Nebuchadnezzar, what will happen in the days to come.
他说呢，神已经向你，就是尼布甲尼撒呢，已经显明了将要发生的事。
And then he says, now your dream and the visions that pass through your mind as you lay on your bed are these.
那就说呢，你的梦和你在床上脑中的意象是这样。
And he said, now Nebuchadnezzar, you just sit down and relax. I'm going to tell you what you dreamt the other night.
然后呢就是说他就基本上跟尼布甲尼撒说你坐下你放松然后呢我会告诉你几天前晚上你做的梦。
And so as Daniel starts to explain it, the lights go on in Nebuchadnezzar's head. And he says, yes, yes, that's what I dreamt. Yes, I remember now. I...
所以当那个但以理开始说他做的什么梦的时候呢，那个一下子尼布甲尼撒脑海里就回忆起来，他说：“对对对对，这就是我那天晚上所做的梦。”
All right, verse 29. As you were lying there, O King, your mind turned to things to come. You were thinking about the future.The revealer of mysteries, that's God, showed you what is going to happen in the future.
儿姐就说，那王啊，你在床上想到的后来的事儿，那就是你想到的就是那些将来的事儿，那显明奥秘式的主必把将来必有的事儿指示给你了，你把将来的事儿就指示给你。
Then in verse 30, he says, as for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than other living men. This was revealed to me so that you, O king, may know the interpretation of that and that you may understand what went through your mind.
第三十节说呢，至于那奥秘的事必显明给我，并非因我的智慧胜过一切活人，乃为使王知道梦的讲解和心里的思念。
He's basically saying, I don't know this because I'm smart. He said, I only know this for this reason. God wants to explain to you what's going to happen in the future.
因为基本上说呢，我知道这所有的一切的并不是因为我比谁聪明。基本上是呢，我知道这事的是因为神要向你显明将来要发生的事情。
And now he's starting to explain the dream, verse 31.
然后第31节呢，他开始来解梦。
You looked, O king, and there before you stood a large statue.
所以他说呢，王啊，你梦见一个大象。
It was an enormous statue, dazzling statue in its appearance, awesome in its appearance.
所以这个呢，像呢，甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。
I'm not sure what the statue looked like. I'm laughing to myself now about a statue that I saw when I was in England many years ago.
这个呢，我不知道这个像雕像到底是什么样子的。实际上呢，我现在自己在心里在发笑。我就说呢，我想起来一个很多年前，当我在英格兰的时候，我看见的一个塑像。
It was a statue of a man. I think maybe the man was Admiral Nelson.
所以呢，那里是一个人的一个雕像。我认为这个人的这个雕像呢，是叫 Admiral Nelson 的雕像。
And it was probably a life-size statue of Admiral Nelson.
所以呢，差不多呢，跟尼布甲尼撒的真人的像呢，是一比一的。
And somebody had built a tower for it to stand on.
也就是呢，把下面做了一个座，然后那个雕像呢可以在上面。
And I laughed when I saw it because the tower was probably 40 feet, 50 feet high, and then a life-size man on top of it. It was so high you could hardly recognize the man.
因为呢，我当时在笑，在笑呢，因为这个雕像的基座呢，大概有40到50英尺高，那么高，所以呢，这个呢，那个雕像在那个上面呢很顶部，所以呢，下面很难看清楚那个上面雕像雕的到底是谁。
This statue was very, very big, but it wasn't just way up there. It was big across. It was big, bold, awesome in appearance right there before you.
这里的这个雕像呢，它是不是只是在那里？这个大象呢，它甚高，极其光耀，就是看起来很可怕的形状。
Now he's going to go on and describe in detail what the statue was, verse 32.
然后呢，他要开始来跟他讲这个像的那个细节什么，第32节。
The head of the statue was made of pure gold.
这像的头是金金的。
Its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze.
胸膛和臂膀是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的。
Its legs were of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay.
腿是铁的, 脚是半铁半泥的。
And then he says, this is what happened to that statue. Verse 34.
34节说呢, 这是你怎么在那个雕像上是发生了什么?
He says, while you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them.
那第三十节说,你观看,这有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这像半铁半泥的脚上,把脚砸碎。
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time and became like chaff on the threshing floor in the summer.
这里呢,第三十五节说,于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸了粉碎,成如夏天禾场上的糠秕被风吹散,无处可行。
The wind swept them away without leaving a trace, but the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth.
这个呢,被风吹散无处可行,打碎这项的石头变成一座大山,充满天下。
And then he goes right on in verse 36. He doesn't even stop to say, now, confirm the fact, Nebuchadnezzar, that that is what you dreamt. He doesn't check to make sure that he's right. He just says, you know I'm right. God revealed it to me. You know I'm right. Therefore, I'm going to tell you what it means.
六节的继续去跟王解他的梦，他并没有解梦过程中，他并没有停下来，就是跟那个让尼布甲尼撒给他确认他是不是他做的梦，他并没有去无征询尼布甲尼撒说，哎，你看我给你解的梦是不是这样的？他是说呢，这是神把你的梦就是显现给我了，然后我再把这个梦告诉你，所以他并不需要。
So verse 36, he says, this was the dream, and now we will interpret it to the king. You, O king, are the king of kings. The God of heaven has given you dominion and power and might and glory in your hands. He has placed mankind and the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, wherever they live, he has made you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold.
第36节到38节，这就是那梦。我们在王面前要讲解那梦。第37节说，王啊，你是诸天之王，天上的神已将国度、权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你。 凡世人所住之处的走兽，并天上的飞鸟，他都交付你手，使你掌管这一切。你就是那金头。So
what do you think Nebuchadnezzar would have thought of that?
你认为尼布甲尼撒他会怎么去看这个呢?
I think he probably says, well, that's kind of a good dream. I like that dream. Da-di-da-di-da. I'm the head of gold. That's wonderful. Daniel, you keep telling me more. I like this dream, Daniel, and I liked the dream when I dreamt it, but I didn't know it was that good. But now, Daniel, you're telling me, you just keep on telling me no more, Daniel. I kind of like you. I think you're a good man.
所以呢，他让尼布甲尼撒呢听完了以后呢，肯定很得意的，就说这是我做的那个梦，你讲的都是真的，因为我就是这个统治世界的一切的，所以呢，我是很好的，大地大地的。因为他说我这个人呢，我在这个世界上呢，他已经觉得我这个比我做的梦原来的梦还要好，因为我没想到我的梦里会这么美。所以但以理啊，你是个好人，你。
All right. After that says, verse 39, After you, another kingdom will rise, but it'll be inferior to yours. Next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over the whole earth.
第三九节继续说，在你以后必立新一国，不及于你，又有第三国，就是铜的，必掌管天下。
Finally, there will be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, for iron breaks and smashes almost everything. And as iron breaks things to pieces, so it will crush and break all the other kingdoms.
所以第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎克制百物，又能压碎一切，那国也必被打碎，压制列国。
Verse 41, just as you saw that the feet and toes were partly of baked clay and partly of iron, so this will be a divided kingdom. Yet it will have some of the strength of iron in it, even as you saw iron mixed with clay.
第四十一节说呢，你既见象的脚和脚趾头一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁，那国将来也必分开。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国也必有铁的力量。
And verse 42, as the toes were partly iron and partly clay, so this kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle.
第四十二节说，那脚趾头既是半铁半泥，那国也必半强半弱。
Verse 43, and just as you saw the iron mixed with baked clay, so the people will be a mixture and will not remain united any more than iron mixed with clay.
第四章就说，你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国民也必与各种人掺杂，却不能彼此相合，正与铁和泥不能相合一样。
All right, but that's not the end of the dream.
但这却不是他梦的结束。
Verse 44 says, in the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will endure forever.
第四十四节说，当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别的国，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
Verse 45, this is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces.
这第四十五节说，你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥，那就是至大的神把后来必有的事给王指明，这梦准是这样，这讲解也是确实的。
And then Daniel finishes off his explanation. He says, the great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true, and the interpretation is trustworthy.
然后呢，但以理呢，他就结束了他的解梦，他就说，那就是至大的神把后来的事必有，必把后来必有的事指给王看，给王指明，这梦准是确实的，这讲解也是确实的。
And you can imagine the king saying, wow, wow, that's incredible, that's exactly what I dreamt.But I had no idea that it was so important and so wonderful. And I had no idea, frankly, that I was so good. I was the king of gold. Isn't it marvelous?
那这个呢，你可以去想象一下，当时呢，那个电影里头，我说哇哇，这个梦里面那太好了，这是我这个梦，就是恰恰是我所做梦见的。哎呀，我都不知道我在梦里是如此的好。哎呀，我太好了，我就是这个金的王国是我是那个金头。
So what would you have done if you had been King Nebuchadnezzar?
如果你是尼布甲尼撒王，你会做什么？
This is verse 46. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell prostrate before Daniel.
这就是尼布甲尼撒王所做的第46节，当时尼布甲尼撒王伏在地。
Nebuchadnezzar is not so dumb. He realized anybody who could have such incredible knowledge as to tell me what I dreamt and tell me what it meant and tell me what's going to happen in the future. Anybody like that has God dwelling in him, I will fall before him.
所以你不讲的是他并不傻。如果有个人有这样的知识，有这样的智慧，把他所有的梦，做的梦，把他做的梦都知道，然后把梦解出来，那么说呢，神必在这个人里面，所以呢，现在我要俯伏在地敬拜他。
He paid him honor and ordered that an offering and incense be presented to him.
因为他向但以理下拜，并且吩咐人给他奉上供物和香品。
He basically treated him as a god.
基本上呢，他把但以理当成神了。
And we'll keep reading 47. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries." For you were able to reveal this mystery.
第47节说，但王对但以理说，你既能显明这奥秘的事儿，你们的神诚然是万神之神，万王之王，也是显明奥秘事的。
Then the king placed Daniel in a high position. You can imagine it was pretty high.
因为你就发现呢，国王呢把他提拔到一个很高的位置，你可以去想象一下他的那个位置是非常的高的。
And lavished many gifts upon him.
所以给他了大量的礼物。
Sometimes I wonder if that happened today, what kind of gifts they might give.
所以有时候呢我就在想啊，如果这件事发生在今天，他们会给他什么样的礼物呢？
I think probably instead of just giving Daniel a new car, they maybe gave him a new car for every day of the month so that he could drive a Lamborghini today and a Maserati tomorrow and a Porsche on Thursday and on and on and on.
所以呢，他说，我认为呢，如果是今天呢，他们可能会给那个戴英里一辆新车，不是说只给他一辆。可能是每个星期都会给他一辆新车，所以呢，今天呢，他可以呢开兰博基尼，明天呢又可以去开那个玛莎拉蒂，后天呢又可以去开保时捷，他天天开新车。
Oh, verse 49 says, "Moreover, at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego administrators over the province of Babylon."
第49节说呢，但以理求王，王就派沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥管理巴比伦省的事务，只是但以理常在朝中赐礼。
Why would Daniel have done that?
为什么但以理要这么做呢？
Well, probably because Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego or Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah were with Daniel in the prayer meeting that night.
有可能呢，就是当时呢，沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥呢，在他们那个祷告会的时候，他们三个都在那里。
Whose prayer was answered?
谁的祷告得到了应允呢？
Well, Daniel's prayer. and Mishael's prayer and Hananiah's prayer and Azariah's prayer. All four prayed. All four were answered.
但以你的祷告，那个米撒德的祷告，米撒祷告，亚米尼哥的祷告，他们四个人的祷告呢，都被应允。So
who gets the rewards?
谁得到奖赏？
Well, all four of them, they all prayed, they all get rewards. Daniel was the spokesman. That's not always only the big deal. The other three were supporting him in prayer. They deserve the rewards as well.
因为他们四个人呢，四个人都祷告了，四个人都得奖赏。因为那个但以理呢，他是站起来说话的那个人，但是呢，这通常不是最重要的。但是他们三个其他的人呢，来支持他在祷告。
Someone else prays. You listen to the prayer, and when it's over, you say, Amen.
所以有一些人呢，在祷告，祷告完了以后呢，你在旁边听着，听着等他结束祷告了以后呢，你说，Amen.
God does the great work. Who gets the reward?
所以神呢做了行了伟大的事，那么谁得到奖赏呢？
Well, all kinds of people, including those who said Amen.
所以所有的人呢都会得到奖赏，包括那些说 Amen 的人也得到奖赏。All
right, well, that's the story.
所以这就是那个故事。The
question is, what's it mean?
所以问题是这些到底什么意思？
And this particular vision, this particular dream, is a foundational dream in prophecy. Prophecy, Bible prophecy, in many respects, is built on this chapter and this story.
这个呢，梦呢，就是一个很多预言的那个基础。 所以很多的在圣经里的预言呢，都是建立在这个梦和在这一章里面之上的圣经里的很多的预言。So
next week, we want to go back to the story and see what it means. What is meant by the head of gold? What is meant by the breast of silver? What is meant by the waist of legs of bronze? What is meant by the legs and feet of iron and iron and clay. What's all that mean? What's it mean that this great big stone comes out of a mountain and it lands at the feet and destroys all these things and then it grows to fill the whole world. What's that mean?
那个银的胸的代表什么意思？那个铜的腿代表什么意思？那个铰和泥和铁混合起来的那个铰和脚趾代表什么意思？然后呢，又一个大的石头，不是人手凿的一个大石头来了，打碎了这个雕像，然后那个大石头呢变得充满了整个世界，这些到底是什么意思呢？下个星期会解释。
So two things now to understand. First of all, next week, I'm going to try to explain that to you.
有两件事我们要来理解。下个星期首先呢，我要给你们解释这些是什么意思。But
we're going to find that many of the other chapters of Daniel are going to be explaining it as well.
所以我们会发现呢，就是但以理书的其他的一些章节呢，也会来做出一些解释。And
many other prophecies in the Bible, especially the book of Revelation, are going to explain it fuller.
所以呢，特别的其他的圣经里的很多的预言呢，我们也会做出解释，尤其是在启示录的一些预言呢，我们要。
But we're going to start and try to explain the foundation from chapter 2 to make all the other chapters in Daniel and elsewhere in prophecy help you understand them. We're going to try to understand Daniel chapter 2.
因为我们要是从那首先从但以理书第二章这个基础开始给大家解释，然后让大家解释了以后呢，你理解的这个基石，然后你就可以理解所有的圣经的其他的地方那些预言建立在这个基石之上的，或者说是在但以理的后面几些章节里所要做出的预言也是建立在这个基石上的。我们会继续的解释。
Alright, let's have a word of prayer and we will pick our story up next week.
对，我们来做一个结束的祷告，下个星期呢，我们会继续这个故事。
Lord, we just find it hard to understand how important this story is.
对，主啊，我们就是很难的去理解这个故事是如此的重要。
The fact is that God explained it to Nebuchadnezzar so that he could understand world history. And Lord, the fact is that if we understand it, we'll understand more about world history than most people in political office in the world today.
主啊，事实上是呢，如果我们能理解这一章的话，这个故事话，我们就会比世界上大多数在那个统治者在他们办公室的统治者的那些人更了解世界上真实的历史。Help
us to understand it, we pray.
求您帮助我们理解，我们祷告。Help
us to respond to it. To make sure that we serve and obey the King of Heaven.
也帮助我们做出回应，还愿呢，确保我们每个人呢，都去顺服我们在天上的神。Help
us to explain it so that they too can understand the truth of God.
也请你们帮助我们呢，去向别人解释这些，所以他们其他的人呢。
And Lord, we praise you for the way the story ended, because the story basically says that God's great kingdom is going to fill the world and last forever, and we say hallelujah.
主啊，我们也就像这一章结束的时候那样去赞美您，因为就是这一章结束的时候呢，说神的国呢能够充满世界，传遍整个世界。哎呀，我们赞美您，哈利路亚。And
we give thanks now for your goodness in Jesus' name.
我们现在呢，献上感恩为您的美善，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. 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 Thank you all for your patience.